This has become a familiar sound in the San Fernando Valley. It's the sound of rubber meeting the road. For the third weekend in a row, aggressive drivers took over an intersection in Chatsworth for some high-speed drifting, burning tire marks into the pavement. Spectators also show up, sometimes in large numbers. They take out smartphones to record the video, oftentimes very close to those speeding cars and trucks. Now, LAPD acknowledges there is a resurgence of street racing and aggressive driving, which used to be more commonplace in the Valley. And to talk more about it today, Kevin Roderick is here with LA Observe. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Did you speed on your way over here and burn some rubber into the road?
Let's say I did not.
It's not a benign thing, by the way. We joke a little bit about street racing, but This is a dangerous thing that's going on.
It certainly seems like it. These are gatherings of people at an intersection in a usually somewhat desolate parts of the valley where there's not a lot of traffic, but there's some traffic. They take over the intersection and they do donuts, and in some cases they're also racing, and it has the potential to be very dangerous.
Very dangerous. The history of street racing in L.A., though, dates far, far back.
Oh, sure. I mean, I've written about street racing incidents and crackdowns as far back as the 1940s. You know, there's been street racing and cruising have been part of the car culture in Los Angeles for decades, and this is just the latest iteration, but it is... you know, a little different than it has been in the past.
One of the biggest examples, of course, even from the 1950s, was the James Dean movie, right? Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. It's certainly shown up in lots of movies. And it's part of the fabric of Los Angeles society, right? But these gatherings, they're partly empowered by social media. People get an alert on their phone, come to this corner at this time. And, you know, when the cops start to show up, they get an alert to leave. And these things are pop up really quick, and they're gone really quick. But while they're there, they're very disruptive to people's lives.
Right. Disruptive. You can't get through the intersection. The car could veer out of control. Whatever may happen could happen. Whatever could happen could be very dangerous. There used to be an LAPD task force, Kevin, dedicated to stopping this kind of activity, but it ran out of funding. Will that change?
Well, you know, it's always been a cat and mouse game between the people who do things with their cars on the streets of LA and the LAPD. I think now that it's getting into the news about these intersection takeovers, I would fully, fully expect to see some city council person go out and hold a press conference at an intersection and declare a crackdown with an LAPD officer standing next to him. That's just the way it has worked for decades there.
All right. Well, Kevin Roderick with today's LA Observe. Kevin, we are, by the way, approaching the finish line for the KCRW fundraiser. Not so dangerous, but very, very important for the funding, the future funding of this radio station.
Sure, it's very important. You know, I'm a big supporter of KCRW. I listen to KCRW's news and music, and I think the supporting public radio is more important than ever these days. It's a trusted source of news, and you know, we're running out of those here in Southern California, and it's really important to support those that are here. And so I wholeheartedly suggest that people do their part and pledge support to KCRW.
800-600-5279. That's 800-600-KCRW or online at kcrw.com/join. Kevin Roderick, as always, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.